Welcome to Jim Lang's Retire Secure Podcast, where smart money talks. Throughout his career, Jim Lang has made it a priority to provide his clients, readers, and friends with useful, cutting-edge information, as well as peer-reviewed financial and tax planning strategies, so that they can make the most educated decisions and really get the most out of what they've got. We hope you enjoy the following special rebroadcast from the Lang Vault. And please stay with us until the end, so you don't miss more information on how we can help you protect your wealth and ensure your family's financial security for the next generation. And now, Jim Lang.
So who's in effect eating that $24,000 savings that your family is receiving? What's the IRS? All right. So we might sometimes want different beneficiaries for different assets, and it has to be strategic. By the way, another example of who gets what is perhaps you have two children that are financially very unequal. One is maybe a spendthrift, needs a spendthrift trust, will always be in a low tax bracket, et cetera, et cetera. The other one is doing really well. But you still want to treat them equally. Well, maybe leave the Roth IRA and the after-tax dollars that are tax favored to the child who is doing well, and leave the IRA to the child who is in the lower income tax bracket. And if that child is a spendthrift or for another reason needs a trust, you can leave that money in the IRA to that child in the lower tax bracket. So I guess my only point is the estate attorney should be considering the entire estate when they are determining who gets what, the appropriate estate plan, and what money is controlled by either the will or the revocable trust, which are probate assets, and what assets are outside probate, like a IRA or retirement plan, or by the way, a jointly held property. If you own jointly held property, typically a house, the house that you live in, for most of you, if you have not transferred it to a joint revocable trust, I would imagine that the title of your house is in both your and your spouse's name as joint tenants in common. And what that means is at the first death, literally the millisecond of death, the ownership of that jointly held asset will then go to the surviving joint owner. Which, by the way, is another way of getting around probate, because it doesn't matter what the will says, the jointly owned property will supersede any trust or will. So this revocable trust does control the distribution of probate assets at your death, and some people call it a will substitute, if you will. All right. So what the heck is probate? Well, probate is a court-supervised process, and it's very important to know that. So if your plan is to go through probate, you should know that the court of whatever county you happen to die in, they are going to become involved in your estate. One of the things that does is, and one of the responsibilities of the executor who is helping administer the estate is to prove the authenticity of the will. Yes, this is the accurately represents the last wishes of the person who died, showing that that person had capacity, which sometimes comes up in the event that, you know, the day before he died, he left everything instead of to his wife and his kids, he left everything to the attending nurse. Well, maybe he didn't have capacity to do that. Maybe there was undue influence, et cetera, et cetera. But anyway, proving that the will is authentic and is the last wishes of the person who died, identifying what assets are controlled by the will, and then officially appointing somebody to handle the affairs of the deceased, typically called the executor, or the female is executrix. one of the responsibilities is to protect the estate until the estate is distributed. So if it's, for example, a house, make sure that the house doesn't fall into disrepair, make sure that the lawn is mowed, make sure the plumbing still works, make sure the house isn't ransacked, etc. It is to pay the debts of the estate and to pay any taxes that the estate might incur. It is to identify the heirs that are listed and distribute the assets to the heirs according to the wishes displayed in the will.
We hope you've enjoyed this special edition of Jim Lang's Retire Secure podcast, where smart money talks. If you've had your questions answered and would like to schedule an appointment to meet with Jim, call our offices at 1-800-387-1129. That number again is 1-800-387-1129. And if you would like to attend one of Jim's upcoming virtual events, go to paytaxeslater.com/webinars. That address again is paytaxeslater.com/webinars to reserve your virtual spot today.